This is National Suicide Prevention Week, a week in which it feels like a lot of things are going on nationally, but I wonder what we can do on a local level, not only this week, but each and every week to try to look for signs in people that we know that they may be thinking about suicide.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's much we can do as a community to help, and this can be a difficult topic to talk about, but I think it's really important that we have this conversation. You know, one of the biggest myths about suicide is that it's dangerous to talk about or dangerous to ask people about, that it could make things worse. And in fact, the opposite's true. What we know is that the more a family or community is open about mental health concerns and checking in on people, the more likely we can help prevent suicide. So I think it's important, first and foremost, that we feel okay having this conversation here today, and that, you know, people who are listening feel, you know, comfortable having this conversation with people they care about in their world.
So there is no data that would suggest that asking someone how they're feeling or asking someone if they thought about taking their own life would actually cause someone to do so.
Exactly. And studies suggest that asking can help identify who needs help, right? So we've looked at this with children and adults. And so asking directly, a difficult question, but asking something like, are you thinking about killing yourself, can be an important question to ask if you're concerned for someone's safety. Because, you know, if they answer yes, you can immediately help connect them with resources in the community, locally and sort of nationally, that can help keep them safe, keep them alive, and get them into treatments that can help. Right now, you know, it doesn't mean that all ways of talking about suicide are helpful. And we do have some guidelines for media, community providers about, you know, being sure to provide accurate information and help, but that the key is that we shouldn't be afraid of asking. And really, you know, taking time out of our day to see how people we care about, see how they're doing, and ask, you know, are you okay? What's going on? You seem depressed. Those can be important conversations to have. And that really can be the first step, because while we have really high quality mental health services available, and I'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of our program today, the key is you have to get access to them, right? And what we know about sort of suicide and suicide risk is that oftentimes it, you know, it occurs in a relatively short time frame. Right, that oftentimes these sort of risk factors appear, someone might be at risk for suicide, and there really are, we're talking days to connect and get them access to services. So it's really important that everyone out in the community is kind of looking after people they care about, how they're doing, checking in, and making sure that they can sort of see when someone might need help, and then connecting them to the resources that are available.
So we've established that it is very beneficial to actively check in on those you care about. So I have two questions. Number one, are there some common triggering events that cause people to consider taking their own life? And what are things we should be looking for on a day-to-day basis to make us ask the question, are you considering taking your own life?
Great questions. And yeah, with regard to events, you know, there can be things that certainly increase risk. And oftentimes we're looking at, you know, anyone who's experienced a major loss or change in relationship, or anything really that could come with a feeling of sadness, shame, guilt, anxiety, those would always be times we would want to be concerned and check in, right? And you don't have to immediately start with, are you thinking of hurting yourself or killing yourself, but just checking in, how are you doing? You know, I heard, you know, you lost your job last week. How are things? What are you doing? Questions like that can be really helpful as well. So any major life change could be a risk. In terms of other warning signs, you know, certainly talking about death or suicide is a big one. Beyond that, really any major change in mood or sort of personality, anyone who's kind of not acting like themselves would be a good time to touch base and see how are they doing, would they want to talk with someone, is there some help we can provide? Oftentimes individuals with severe mental illness or individuals who are considering suicide might isolate themselves, so withdraw from social contact. So it may not be the case that someone you care about is reaching out to you. It might be the opposite. If you haven't heard from someone in a while, wondering how they're doing, checking in can be really important because it could help make that connection and help that person get access to treatments that could make a difference.
What if someone says that, yes, I have had these thoughts? Is it okay for you as an individual to try to help them, or should you immediately try to contact a trained professional?
Yeah, great question. And I think, you know, the answer is both. You know, if someone really is at, you know, if someone is seriously considering suicide or has started an attempt to take their life, the best thing you can do is call 911, get medical personnel there immediately. And so there are definitely times that that is absolutely the best first step to take. You know, if someone is really instead maybe just going through a tough time, being there to listen can be really important. Being there is a major piece, you know. You want to listen carefully and learn what they're thinking about and feeling. You know, this is, you know, talking and acknowledging how they're feeling can help, right? It won't make things worse, it can help. And so I think it's a combination. If you're ever, you know, immediately concerned for someone, the best thing you can do is, you know, call 911 or the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-8255, which has trained professionals available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, ready on call to help the person directly or if you're concerned about someone. But at the same time, it's not a conversation to run away from. You know, the key things you can do are sort of ask them to be there for them. And if you're worried about someone and worried about their mental health or safety, another thing is to keep them safe. Be there with them. You know, most sort of suicidal behavior occurs alone when someone's isolated. So simply being there with them and connected with them can be a major way of preventing suicide, of reducing risk, and helping that person stay alive.